perhaps the greatest treasure on this earth and one of the only things that will survive this life is human relationships, old friends. We are indeed rich if we have friends. Friends who have loved us through the problems, heartaches, and reversals of life. Deep, true, joyful friendships. Life is just too short and eternity too long to live without old friends.
Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. Now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounce.
Well, hello, a beautiful Sunday morning to you. I'm Reverend Tommy Mounce. It is good to come in your homes again today with a beautiful message of Something to Believe In. We believe in Jesus Christ, the cross, the crucifixion, the burial, the resurrection of our Lord that made it all possible this morning. So I'm so glad I can come in your homes and freely tell you that if God be for you, there is no power that will ever stand against you. Well, let's get right into our broadcast now today and begin to worship and magnify the Lord together as we do this song here for you.
Sometimes I see through eyes of sorrow a problem that reaches the sky, and it seems every day it gets bigger and bigger, a mountain, and it's so hard to climb. Well, it's then I remember the story of Jesus, how he stood such that painful ordeal. And my troubles, they crumble. I know I can make it, or my mountain is on. In a courtroom, betrayed and denied. My body isn't bleeding or beaten with stripes. No soldiers plan to hang me on an old rusty tree. So I find my mountain is only a hill. Jesus made all my cares seem smaller by the way that he faced the angry crowd. And it shows me how to look past all of my trials to the thorns they placed on his brow. There I see that blood falling down on my mountain, lifting my cares. Oh, the power in the crimson covers my mountain and shows me it is only a hill. Though I'm not standing in a courtroom, betrayed and denied, my body isn't bleeding and beaten with stripes. Soldiers plan to hang me on an old rusty tree. So I find my mountain is only a hill. Oh, no, I find my mountain is only
a hill. Yes, sir, my mountain is only a hill. Sometimes we kind of let our mountains get away from us. But the Bible said we can speak to the mountains, say, be thou removed, and it shall be done. I think we have a great failure when we don't believe the Scriptures. Simply trust God and whatever He does, and His will, and His plan, His purpose, then it will happen. So my mountain does get to be hills. I have a lot of mountains in my life that I have to struggle through. But you know, without the mountains, we never enjoy when we get in the valley. And David said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff. They comfort me, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. So if God be for me, there is no power that will ever stand against me. So I'm glad for you today. I hope you're praying and praying for the broadcast. Keep the broadcast in your spirit and in your thoughts. I was thinking that I hope she's doing well. A lot of my old friends that I used to be involved with in ministry, they've just kind of slipped off, and I just miss them. And there's so many out there to hear our broadcast, and we appreciate that. John Richmond, a great inspiration to me, and helped me with the computer and everything and get me back on the air. And people love the broadcast. The broadcast means a lot of shut-in people. So we want to send a broadcast to all the sick and the shut-out. Well, the shut-in today and the shut-out also from the house of God. So let's go right now and listen to another song, and then I'll be right back with some more announcements.
There's a great celebration that is being planned today, and there's a feeling of excitement in the air, and the final preparations are all now underway, and the guest of honor soon shall take his place.
Oh, what a day when we gather with the Savior. Oh, what a day when His glory we behold. My heart is filled to know that I'll be in the number when the crown and Lord of Lords.
The list of those invited reach like a page from history. The saints of all the ages will be on hand, and the singing of the ransom choir will entertain us there. We'll all rejoice at the merry supper of the Lamb.
Oh, what a day when we gather with the Savior. Oh, what a day when His glory we behold.
That time when they crown Him King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We'll be there, And I want you to pray constantly. And we need to pray for our country, pray for our president. I know we don't all agree with him, but we've got to pray for those who are in authority over us. So that's a commandment that God gives us. So I want you to pray and feel and clock. And 11 o'clock, go there for worship. I know that they'll make you feel right at home. I go up there every chance I get, and someone may call to Red Supper on the second Sunday morning, so I stay quite busy even though I'm retired. I'm still trying to carry on the gospel of Jesus Christ by the means of radio. As long as people support the broadcast, we will continue our radio ministry here. So let's go right back now and listen to this song. Hope you enjoy this one also.
To that heavenly shore, and the sounds that I hear coming from heaven's door. 'Cause lately I hear a sweet melody, and it sure sounds like angels to me.
This morning in Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verse 27. Because the Lord hates us, he has brought us forth out of the land of Egypt to deliver us into the hands of the Amorites to destroy us. What is your opinion of God? What do you think of God? I think that a lot of people today think that God is the kind of a God that hates people and he goes around destroying people. Every time we have a hurricane, they call it the act of God. Every time something destructive happens, they call it an act of God. But is God like that? What is our opinion of God? Are we like these children of Israel back in the book of Deuteronomy? Because the Lord hates us. Do you think God hates you? The Bible said God is love. God is love. God doesn't hate you. He has brought us forth out of the land of Egypt. If God hated you, Why did he bring you out of Egypt bondage? You remember the children of Israel, they grumbled, they complained. That's all they just grumbled and complained after God brought them deliverance. And today, we're the same way. We grumble and we complain. Oh, I'm a Christian, but I'm all sad about it. But I remember the Bible says that he brought us into a land that would flow with milk and honey. He said, they went on to say, to deliver us into the hands of the Amalekites to destroy us. And that was their opinion of God. Have you ever felt that God is against you? I felt sometimes I couldn't get a prayer through. I prayed and I have agonized with God, and it seemed like that everything goes wrong. But God is a good God. God is love. But you know, we think a lot about God when God is blessing us. But when we come to the point where the blessings are not flowing anymore and we're not being blessed of God, then we want to quit on God. And the Bible said that where could we go but to the Lord? I remember in John's gospel, he said, will you leave also? And they said, where can we go? Only you have the words of eternal life. This mentality will set you up for a negative expectation. In verse 27, they believed that God was against them. Do you believe that God is for you or God is against you? They felt in the wilderness that God is against us. The people embraced a false image of God. Our false image of God, God is just what we make of him. If we think that he's a weak God and an uncaring God, then that's exactly the image it will portray with God. But God is a good God. He loves us. Even in the bad times, he loves us. Even in the good times, he loves us. But you know, when the good times are flowing, it's easy to raise our hands and say, well, thank you, Jesus, for the many blessings upon us. But when the bad times come, God is still God in the mountain. God is the God of the mountain. And God is the God of the valley. They could not enter in because of their own unbelief. And that's what prevents us today from entering into God's blessing. God is not a temperamental God. You know, we get temperamental. We pout a lot. And we don't get our way. We want to go out on the back porch and pout. I remember one time a couple that they made agreement when they got married. They said, now, when we have an argument, said the one that one of us is going to have to go out on the back porch and sit until we cool off. And the old man said, hey, you'd be surprised how that outdoor living will do for you. And a lot of people pout on God. I mean, they're like the pouting prophet. They go out and sit down on the stump and feel pity for themselves. They say, Lord, I'm the only one that's trying. I'm the only one praying. I'm the only one giving. I'm the only one doing this and that. But God is not for you one day and against you the next. His attitude does not change with your performance or your mood. God is always for you. In Romans 8 and 31, he said, if God be for us, who can be against us? I quote that scripture a whole lot on this broadcast because that is what something to believe in is a time of encouragement, not discouragement. I know the discouragements come. I have them, and I sometimes feel like that. I say, God, where are you? And I'm like Jesus. I say, why me, Lord? Why me, Lord? And I feel sorry for myself. I get on the pity stump, and I sit there feeling sorry for myself. But it was stated from the cross, I am for you. He said, when he hung on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. And you know, a lot of times we don't know what we're doing. If we praise God in the good times, we should be able to praise God in the bad times. And this will never change. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God is not a changing God. God will always be for you. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Though I'll be with you all the way, even unto the end. See ourselves in Christ in Acts 17:28. In him we live and move and have our being. For we are his offspring. Don't stop believing that God in Christ did it for you. He did it for me. If we'd have been the only sinner living, Jesus would have suffered the pain and the shame and the agony and went to the cross just for me. In Romans 5 and 17, for if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and the righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. You see, we've won the battle. I've read the back of the book. We win, and we may go through trials and tribulation. Jesus said, in this life you'll have trials, you'll have tribulation. If they spoke against me, they're going to speak against you. If they curse me, they're going to curse you. You can't put yourself up on a pedestal and expect everybody to say, well, he's a Christian, so therefore he's to be honored and be favored. No, that's not the way it goes. We're not always honored. We're not always favored. We're sometimes among the downtrodden. Look at the children of Israel. 400 long years they cried and they prayed for deliverance. Deliverance came and they grumbled and complained. And then in Deuteronomy he said he wished, he hated us. Now God doesn't hate you this morning. He loves you. Well, we stop believing that Jesus did it all, then we, like them, will feel that God is against us. God is always for us and not against us. And I repeat that this morning. If God be for you, there is no power that will ever stand against you. So let's go to a song right now and let this song bless our heart.
A country where no twilight shadows deep. An ending day where night will never be. A city where the storm clouds cannot gather. Oh, this is just what heaven means to me.
This morning, I hope that you've worshiped with me together. The Bible said, together we stand, divided, we fall. Let's bind our hearts together now and pray. Father, I pray from unseen illness. I don't know who is listening to this broadcast. The unsaved, those who have backslid on you, God, those who have drifted far from the shore. They've drifted so far away from you. But Lord, they've never drifted so far for what we can't get back. We can come back to the arms of Jesus. He's always waiting and looking for us. He is the shepherd of our valley. He is the bright, the morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. I pray that you'll bless her unseen illness. If there's healing they need, that you are the great physician. Bring healing. Bring deliverance to them, God. And we trust you. We believe you. And we know that all things are possible through your blessed name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, neighbor, it has been good to be with you today. I appreciate you. I hope you sit down and write me a letter or a card or letter and help you. And remember the broadcast, that it might be able to reach out across the airway in many different places. We're on in many, many different stations, and we pray a great blessing upon it everywhere it's coming in. So anytime you support this broadcast, you're supporting many others throughout the land. I heard had a fellow call me the other day and said he was up in Pennsylvania at 3 o'clock in the morning, 3 a.m. in the morning. And he said, I thought I recognized that voice. And said, sure enough, it was Tommy Mouse. So we're on in many different stations. So if you're blessing me, then you're blessing somebody else, okay? So that's all I got to say. So goodbye, be good, may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to...